This podcast is the first in a series of four on the foundational skills for a quality counseling process. All of the latest research shows that keeping nutrition counseling sessions client-centered is most effective, and this is the process that is recommended by the VENA, or Values Enhanced Nutrition Assessment, focus of the WIC program. So how to do this? Making these foundational skills second nature is the place to start. ORS is a way to remember them. In this one, we will look at open questioning. All counselors ask questions. The manner in which they're asked has a profound effect on the client. I'm going to ask you a few questions. As you imagine answering them, notice what your mind does with them, and how you feel. How old are you? What is the name of your WIC clinic? What town were you born in? These are closed questions. I suspect they are very easy to answer, and did not make you work very hard. Now notice the difference when you imagine answering these questions. Tell me about the favorite part of your job. What do you find is the most difficult part of working with WIC participants? What do you hope to get better at after working through this program? These are open questions. You likely needed to think a little longer with these and got more involved in coming up with an answer. We're going to take a look at closed and open questions a little bit more, and then figure out how to open up your style by using open questions more often. It can be helpful to tell the difference between closed and open questions, and to shift easily and deliberately between them. Closed questions tend to elicit a yes or no answer, or very few words from the respondent. They take very little thought. They also tend to encourage passivity. Open questions, on the other hand, tend to elicit a story. The person has to think to put together an answer. Often you'll notice this because the participant will take a moment and maybe look up and consider before they give an answer. These questions have the effect of inviting the participant to actively participate in the session with you. They're inviting type of questions. Here are some of the kinds of closed questions that we as nutrition counselors sometimes need to ask. How tall are you? What's your baby's birth date? Do you do any exercise? What do you eat for breakfast? What is your favorite snack? Notice that these have the effect of keeping the client in a passive and sometimes even defensive role. The longer the counselor stays with this style of questioning in a session, the more passive the client becomes. It sets the tone for the relationship, a top-down, a one-way conversation. It's easy to ask closed questions, and of course we need to ask some of them. It takes more practice to use open questions. Here are some examples of open questions from a WIC setting. Notice how switching from "Do you do any exercise?" to "Tell me about your experience with exercise" switches it from a closed question to an open question, and also tends to lead to less defensiveness and more of an open, engaged client. A question we might ask is, "Could you drink more milk?" That would tend to elicit simply yes or no. It is a closed question, so how could we change it to an open question and encourage creativity from the client? If we said, "How could you see yourself adding some high-calcium foods?" Notice how that invites the client to step forward and think and come up with ideas that might work for them. If we're talking with a mother whose son has anemia, does it matter to you that your son is anemic? Is a yes or no type of question. If we switch that to look at it from her point of view and ask, if you have some concerns about this anemia, what would they be? Or, tell me your thoughts so far about this anemia. This final open question here, what do you most need from me, is a key open question. It asks the client to step up to the plate and to take some charge of the session and to think about how you can actually help them. These questions assume and encourage an active role for the client in the process of changing behavior. They will likely bring out meaning in addition to facts. They often start with what or how or tell me about or tell me more. It's useful to begin with some of these open questions as soon as possible in a session to develop the type of interaction that will more likely lead to change. Of course, in our role as nutrition counselors, we need to ask many simple closed questions. Learning to sprinkle in open ones contributes to skill as a behavior change counselor. They go beyond rapport building by forwarding the work of behavior change. So in summary, Plutarch said, "The mind is not a vessel to be filled, but a fire to be kindled." Striving for more open questioning has that kindling effect. So how to practice this skill? First, you can observe others. Categorize the questions you hear others ask so you can get good at noticing whether it's open or closed. Then begin to notice the effect the two types have on the client. If you have any downtime, practice open questions with a coworker. There is a handout with this unit called Open Questions to Further the Process of Change. Go over them all as soon as this recording is over and underline the ones you want to experiment with. Collect your favorites. You could remind yourself of a few that feel like they would fit for you and refer to them just before going in with a participant. Practice, and then observe the effect they have. Practice, practice, practice.